with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. South Carolina's Republican presidential primary kicking off today, and only two major candidates are in running, former President Trump and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, also the state's former governor for two terms. Political analyst Chris Galdieri says that Haley is hoping to make a dent in Trump's lead.
The big question is going to be, is his result in line with the polling that we're seeing that shows him with a blowout lead there, or is it going to be a much more modest victory like the one in New Hampshire wound up being?
Senator Tom Cotton says his concerns the U.S. would pressure Israel to change course in Gaza have unfortunately proven to be true.
I was saying this on October 7th and 8th, the very first weekend of this atrocity in Israel, that what Israel needs more than anything is time and freedom of action. Yes, it's important that we provide them with additional shells and ammunition, but what they need more than anything is time and freedom of action.
Columnist Bethany Mandel says Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib may be losing more support than she's gaining by siding with Hamas.
Only 24% of people in her congressional district approve of how she is as a congresswoman.
President Biden said to be considering a tougher approach to illegal immigration at the southern border.
Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox says the president told a governor's meeting that he's been working with White House lawyers about possible executive actions to be taken at the border, absent any action by Congress.
He seemed a little frustrated that he was not getting answers from attorneys that felt he could take the kind of actions that he wanted to.
Despite the governor's comments and other media reporting, the White House press secretary refused to confirm if such considerations were taking place. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom and parents' rights in the state of Minnesota.
After demand letters from First Liberty Institute and True North Legal, the St. Louis Park Public Schools will allow children from six Muslim families to opt out of lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The mother of one of the Muslim children says, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to teach the principles of our faith to our children without being undermined by the schools. Christians in the area are hoping they will be afforded the same freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Donald Trump is addressing transgenderism on the campaign trail. Speaking to a rally of South Carolina voters, the former president vowed to cut funding for any school that promotes transgender ideology, adding, quote, "I can't even believe I have to say it, but I will keep men out of women's sports." GOP-controlled state legislatures have been battling the problem for some time, and a number have passed their own laws. This is SRN News. Another balloon has been intercepted over U.S. soil.
A small balloon spotted flying high over the mountainous western U.S. intercepted by a fighter jet over Utah. North American Defense Command fighter pilots sent to investigate the balloon determined it was not sent by a foreign adversary and poses no threat to aviation or the U.S. There's been heightened interest in reports of balloon overflights after the military identified and eventually shot down a Chinese spy balloon that crossed much of the country last year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Another kind of crisis at the southern border.
Dogs are being dumped at the border by illegal immigrants as they cross into the U.S. National Guardsmen have been feeding and watering the dogs, but there are so many. Thanks to a rescue out of Florida, the numbers are dropping. Big Dog Ranch Rescue rescued 33 dogs from Eagle Pass, Texas this past week. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.